Today we begin lesson 55. We're on still the first topic of Parshas Lech Lecha, of Avram's travels. We're going to learn Perek Yud Beis, Psukim Yud Dalet to Yud Zayin, chapter 12, Psukim 14 to 17, in the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 17. Vayehi kivol Avram Mitzrayma vayiru haMitzrim esa isha ki yafahi meod vayiru osa sarei faro vayihalalu osa el paro vatukacha isha beis paro ul Avram heitiv bavura vayilo tzonu vakor vachamorim vavodim ushvachos vasonos ugmalim. Vainagarino, yes, paro, negoim gidolim, yes, beso, aldvar, sarai, yeshes, avram. Let's take a look in the psukim inside, pusuk yudalid. As Avram suspected, vayehi, and it was, kivo avram, when Avram came Mitzrayma, when Avram came to Mitzrayim. The commentaries ask, what do you mean, Avram? What happened to Sarai? So the Medrash says that first Avram thought to avoid the whole issue by concealing Sarai in a box as with his luggage, and that they would never know that Sarai came in. However, the people at the border said, "What's in your luggage?" They forced him to open it up, and then we see the next part of the pasuk. Vayiru haMitzrim, and the Egyptians saw Esha Isha, the woman. Now this is the commoners who were working at the border, or whatever. And what did they see? Ki that yafa, beautiful. She was ma'od, very much. They saw she was very beautiful, and they certainly had immoral thoughts about her. But obviously, Avram said, "She's my sister, and you're going to have to pay a lot of money for her." Well, this became the talk of the town, as it were, and Pasuk Tezva, Vayiru Osa, and they saw her. Who saw her? Sore, the ministers of Paro, of Paro. Don't be confused, it's the same letters. Sin Reshut is Sarai, the wife of Avram, and Sore is a Sar Shel, the ministers of Paro. They saw her, and they wanted to pay handsomely for her, and Avram made a price that was way too much. Therefore, vayehalelu, and they praised Osa, her, El, that she is fitting for Paro. Because they figured, we don't have enough money, but Paro certainly has enough money. And therefore, Avram did not plan on this next thing to happen. Vatukach ha'isha, and the woman was vatukach. She was taken forcibly, based Paro, to the house of Paro. The ministers took her to Paro's house, meaning the palace, base part of the palace, and that was not what Avram had in mind. This now is test number 3 for Avram. Test number 1 was Lech Lecha, leaving his birthplace, not knowing where to go. Test number 2 was a hunger in the land, only the land that he went to. And now test number 3 is his wife is taken forcibly. Now, certainly it's not befitting for a king to act in such a forced manner. So therefore, he tries to negotiate with Avram. Tezayin, Ula Avram, and for Avram, Heitiv, he did good. Paro did good to Avram, Bavura, for her sake, and he gave many gifts. And at the end of the day, every day he tried different gifts, different types of gifts that would make Avram want her. Now, Avram had to take the gifts because Avram had put up a hefty price to marry Sarai, his sister, so to speak. And when Paro offered it, Avram would have to accept. Vayehi lo, and it was to him, he became the owner of tzon, sheep, uvakar, and cattle, vachamorim, and male donkeys, vaavodim, and servants, ushvachos, and maids, Vasonos, and female donkeys, ugmalim, and camels. He's a very rich man. Yet Avram, you know, he's not making any decisions. He's delaying, as it were, and Paro has got Sarai in his home. Well, anyway, this is getting to the point where Paro's wanting to make advancements to Sarai. He's running out of patience. And then Sarai confesses to Paro the truth, hoping things would stop, but Paro just continues to sin. And then Hashem has to do something to enable, or rather disable, Paro from advancing his immoral thoughts. Vayinaga Hashem, and Hashem noga, plagued. Es Paro, Paro, Negoim Gidolim, great plagues. The commentaries say it was a type of a skin sickness that would not enable one's body to touch another body. It would prevent intimacy. And therefore he got that sickness. And not only him, but Ves Beso, and also his household, everyone else in the hospital, got smaller plagues. So everyone gets plagued. So it'll be clear that the only one who did not get plagued was Sarai. And the punishment is clearly on account of people have done something wrong to Sarai. And the text hints to all of this in the last pasuk, Al Devar Sarai, on the Devar, on the word of Sarai, Eshes Avram, the wife of Avram. What was the word? The word was, because we could ask, why is God punishing Paro? He thinks she's the sister. But it was Aldevar Sarai. It was on the word of Sarai when Sarai said that she was the Eshes Avram, the wife of Avram, and it still did not deter Paro. And therefore, he was punished for all this. Let's look at the questions. Number one. Maro haMitzrim, what did the Mitzrim see? Kishihigi Avram leMitzrayim, when Avram reached Mitzrayim, Yachadim Sarai with his wife, they saw that she was a Yefehi Ma'od. She was very beautiful. To Ma'aso haMitzrim apshutim kisharos Sarai Yefehi Ma'od, what did the common Egyptians do when they saw she was beautiful? They weren't able to do anything, as it were. They weren't able to take her. They weren't able to bid on her, but they could refer her to the officers. Three, Targem Sarai, translate the words, Sarai, translate Sarai. Sarai means the ministers of. Four, Maro'u Sarai Paro Odo Sarai. What did the officers or the ministers of Paro see regarding Sarai? They saw that she was fit for the king. Five, Targem Vayehalelu. Vayehalel means they praised from Hallel. Six, Masipru Sarai Paro Pardo Sarai. What did the ministers of Paro tell Paro regarding Sarai? That she was a beautiful person and they didn't have the money to pay for, but perhaps he would have the money. Seven, Ma'asu Sarai Para Sarai. What did the ministers of Paro do with Sarai? They forcibly took her to the palace of Paro. Eight, I've done two of the same questions. So you can skip eight, it's a double of number seven. Nine, Targem Vatukach, translate Vatukach. Vatukach means, and she was taken. Ten, Aim Sarai Hocham Ritzon Lebeis Paro. Was Sarai taken willingly to the house of Paro? No. 11, Aim Amitzim Ochene Tivu La Avram Biglal Sarai. Did the Egyptians actually do good for Avram because of Sarai? Yes. 12, Kama Matanos Nosna Amitzim La Avram Avur Sarai. How many gifts did the officers or the ministers of the Egyptians give to Avram because of Sarai? They gave seven gifts. 13, Mao Tzon, what's Tzon? Tzon is sheep. Mao Bokar, Bokar is cattle. Maim Chamorim, Chamorim are donkeys. Maim Avodim, Avodim are male servants. 17, Mahin Shvachos, Shvachos are female servants, maids. 18, Mahin Atzonos, Atzonos are female donkeys. 19, Mahim Gmalim, Gmalim are male donkeys. 20, Lissikum, in conclusion, Mahim Sheva Matanos, Shenos Amitzim, Avram Avur Sarai. What were the seven gifts that they gave Avram? Tzon, Bokor, Chamorim, Avodim, Shvachos, Asonos, and Gmalim. 21, Targem Vayin Naga, Vayinaga means, and he plagued. 22, Ayim Hashem Anash Asparo Al Shalokach Esarai. Did Hashem punish Paro for taking Sarai? Yes. 23, Bameonash Hashem as Paro. In what way did Hashem punish Paro, Ashalokach Asarai, for taking Sarai? He gave him a very painful skin disease. 24, Himrak Paro Atzmon Enash Binagoyim Ashalokach Asarai. Was Paro the only one punished with this plague for the taking of Sarai? No. 25, Chutz mi Paro, besides Paro, mi od nenash binagoyim Ashalokach Paro Asarai. Who else was punished? The entire household in the palace was punished. 26, Madua Nenshu Beiso Shapar. Why was the whole household of Paro punished? To show that the punishment is on account of the one person who was not punished, which was Sarai. 27, Madua Nenesh Paro. Why was Paro punished? Im Huchashav, if he thought Shesarai Hoysach Osam, that Sarai was the sister of Avram, the answer is Kasal Devar Sarai, because Sarai herself told him that she was married to him, and therefore he should have released her. Let's review the psukim one more time. Pasuk Yud Dalid. You see in the margin, we're at Sheni. It says, Sarai Beves Paro. Sarai in the house of Paro. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, the margin will say, Onesh Paro, the punishment of Paro, Vishiluach Avram, and the sending of Avram, which we'll see tomorrow. Yudalid vayehi givo Avram mitzroima vayiru amitzrim eso isha ki yofo hi meod vayiru osa sarai fara faro vayehalalu osa el paro vatukacho isha beis paro ula Avram heitiv bavura vayhilo tzono vokor vachamorim vavodim ushvachos vasonos ugmalim. Please spend the next 15 minutes going over this lesson and another 15 minutes going over lessons 52, 53, and 54. Have a good day.